Welcome to the Slav Sisters Podcast, the show that explores the art of homemaking, all of its challenges, and all of the rewards. I'm Steph, a YouTuber and stay-at-home mom, former Slav, and this is my sister, Jill.
Hey everyone, I'm Jill. Thanks again for joining us. This is episode 6, and today we are talking about homemaking hacks. All of those crazy ways to make your life easier that you had no idea even existed. Until now.
I'm so excited for this one. As always, we're going to discuss some of the progress we made this week in our own homes. And of course, do not forget to listen to the end of the episode for the ridiculous, embarrassing, and always funny story that one of us will share.
Yeah, the funny story time is my favorite part. And I'm really glad we chose to keep that going from the YouTube videos onto our podcast. And I especially love because we don't know what each other is going to say for the funny story. So a lot of times I don't remember it until you say it. So it's always a fun time.
Definitely. I love it. And I love thinking of it ahead of time and thinking like, what's going to make you laugh the most? Okay, let's jump right into this episode, starting with a progress that you made this week in your home. Big or small, it all counts. What did you get done, Jill?
Okay, so this one might seem like a small one, but it was huge for me, and I took down my Christmas wreath this week.
Woohoo!
You know what?
Well done.
Thank you. This took me literally like 45 seconds to take off my front door and put in my storage room downstairs. And yet it's been bothering me for 2 months. But I've been seeing a lot of people on our Facebook group that we have from your channel, The Secret Slob, talking about, you know, finally putting their Christmas decorations away. And I thought to myself, this is the week that I conquer the Christmas wreath on my door.
It's coming down. I love it. It took you 45 seconds and 45 days or so to get it down.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well done. So I also made some home cleaning progress. I started my whole house declutter project, and I pretty much am through about half of my house. It's a huge project I do every year. I love going through my whole house top to bottom. This year, though, I'm inviting everyone who's listening and you, Jill, to join me. Make sure you head over to my YouTube channel to check it out. We've got prizes and a new printable and new videos every day for a whole month. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I've had a sneak peek at the printable, and I think you're kind of trying to make it as fun as possible. And I get a lot of, you know, satisfaction from decluttering. So hopefully a lot of people will join in this spring.
Definitely. And if you're not motivated by decluttering, hey, maybe you're motivated by money. I'm not going to give anything else away, but definitely check it out over on the YouTube channel, The Secret Slob. Okay. This is the Slob Sisters Podcast. And today we're talking about cleaning hacks for the win, how to make cleaning and life and your home easier with tiny little changes to your habits. I feel like hacks is kind of a new thing in the last 10 years. Like before that, we just did exactly what our parents did and how we were taught at home. We didn't realize there was maybe a better way until you learned it from, I would say, the internet, maybe a friend.
Yeah, I agree. There's so many times I've been online and just, you know, cruising through, as we do spend 24 hours a week doing, which we figured out a few weeks ago. And I see something and I think, how have I been doing this so wrong for so long? But you just do what you're taught, exactly like you said.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you just do what you've always done for a lot of things. I mean, you were telling me a really cool one that you do in the car.
Yeah. So this is just recent because I have a hard time taking my vitamins. Well, I don't have a hard time taking them. I just don't. And so I keep them in my car now because I always have water with me when I'm driving. I've got a pretty long commute to work in the morning. And so, you know, when I'm there, I can see my vitamins, stop at a red light, you know, take my vitamin D, my B12, all that stuff. And I've been going for like a month now, and I don't think I've missed a day. So that feels pretty good.
Perfect. And if you do it like one way on the commute, you know, you've done it, because on the way home, you're like, no, I did it this morning.
Yeah.
So you like won't double up or forget. That's awesome. You know what's funny about that is I've actually been keeping for a while now those little flossing picks in my car. Yes. I don't know if that's gross, but I'm like not great about flossing my teeth. And I also love the way it feels. So like same thing. I'm like driving down the road, flossing my teeth with flossing picks. I don't know if I regret sharing that. It's kind of gross.
No, but you're flossing your teeth, which is the important part. And you're probably collecting a nice little collection of dirty flossing picks in your car. So
no,
that's good too.
I do throw them away. As dirty as my car is, I refuse to keep those. I do make sure they get into the garbage right away.
That's hilarious.
That would be gross.
So let's get into what we're going to do for today. And we decided we're going to do 5 rooms in our house, kind of like 5 themes, and each give a hack for each room and just kind of see. We don't know what each other's going to say, so it's going to be really fun. Maybe you have something I am going to learn about. So let's jump right in. So I think first room to start with, the room I'm in currently, well, my closet in the room anyways, is the bedroom. So what are your hacks for, you know, keeping your bedroom neat and tidy, maybe, you know, a cleaning hack, something like that?
Okay. So I've shared this hack before on my YouTube channel, but it is, I just think, so amazingly important and so simple. Have you ever been to Bed Bath & Beyond and seen the bedding and it's just amazing and there's all these pillows? I asked them once how they make the beds look like that, and they said they put like 3 quilts on there and then like 15 pillows. And so it's so dreamworthy to have a bed like that. But honestly, who has the time to make that bed every day? I mean, not me. Unless having a perfect Bed Bath & Beyond bed is your dream, I say skip the extra blankets that you're not sleeping with. Skip the extra pillows that are just there for decorative. Keep your bedding so unbelievably simple, literally pillow, sheet, blanket, whatever you're going to use to sleep. And that's it. And call me crazy, it doesn't look fancy, but I can make my bed in 30 seconds. Do you know how much easier it is to make your bed when it only takes 30 seconds?
Totally. But do you know what I think is super funny is I have seen this on YouTube that you do a lot, and I love it how many comments you get about people like saying how ugly your bed looks and how they could never do it.
That's true. I do get a lot of comments about my bed being ugly. I mean, I guess I could get a nicer bed spread. But you know what? I'm going to just say this. What's uglier? A completely unmade bed with pillows strewn all over the floor and bunched up sheets because you don't have time to make it? Or just like a very simple bed that's neatly put together?
Hey,
sure, it's not fancy, but it's made. It's
absolutely
done.
I'm with you on this one. I also have super simple bedding. I've never been a throw pillow kind of person, but you know what? I can appreciate a beautiful bed. And whenever I go to my friends' houses who have that, I just think, wow, that is just not on my priority list.
No, so. I always feel like I'm in a grown-up's house when I go to someone's house that has fancy pillows. Well, we've talked about this. So we go to other people's houses and it feels like a grown-up's house. I still don't feel that way.
No, when I grow up, I'm going to have fancy pillows.
Yeah. Throw pillows that you just throw on the floor. It's probably why they're called that. Anyways. Okay, Jill, bedroom hack. What do you have?
Okay, so for me, what I do in my bedroom, I always have a cardboard box in the corner of my room. It's kind of hidden behind. I'll tell you why.
I know, I'm just laughing because it's just like, we're just really not going for the fancy look here.
No, it's more practical, yes. I keep a cardboard box in my room at all times, and that's where, you know, if I'm going through my closet and I see something I don't wear or I don't use, or if I'm just, you know, in my room in the toiletries or something, I can quickly throw it in this box for donation. So anytime I'm going to the donations place, I can just grab it and go, and then I replace it with a new box. That way I can always kind of keep and maintain a decluttered room and closet.
I love that. I mean, it's so easy and fast for clutter to build up. And sometimes you'll look at something, realize you don't wear it, and say, oh, I'll declutter that when I declutter my bedroom. But if you can just pull it right off the rack right then, throw it in the box, it's perfect, especially with kids. Like, our baby is growing so fast. Every 6 months, I'm basically switching out his whole wardrobe. And so I'm constantly seeing things that are like too small, and I put them aside, and I just have a pile in his room. So I kind of love that. And you could totally have a communal box in like a closet if you didn't want to have a cardboard box decorating your bedroom.
You could have a nice bin or basket or something, I'm sure, if you were going for something a little more fancy. But the box works for me. That way I don't even have to switch it, and I can just take that exact box to the thrift store and replace it with another one. So that's what I do in the bedroom.
I love it.
Yeah. So let's move on to the bathroom. So for me, I'll say my hack first. I wipe down my vanity, so like my sink and the countertops around my sink, with my face cloth before throwing it in the laundry. So
I like that.
Yeah, I kind of got this idea from you when I think you got it from Diane in Denmark, where when she takes her sheets off the bed, she does a quick dust with them before throwing them in the laundry, right?
With pillowcases and stuff, yes.
Yeah, so I kind of got that idea from there because, you know, my face cloth is already damp, and I just give the surfaces a quick wipe down. down, just get some toothpaste off, you know, things like that. I'm not like going into the toilet with this face cloth or anything, just like the dust and the stuff around the sink. And that way every night I'm giving it that swish and swipe. And that's what I consider my little swipe with my face cloth.
I think that's genius. And, you know, the other thing is she's not cleaning. I shouldn't say you. The other thing is you're not cleaning like a dirty, like you're saying, gross bathroom with it because you're doing it every day. There's almost nothing to clean up. And it's basically just you wipe your face with a clean washcloth, give it a quick wipe, and it goes in the laundry. So I love that. And yes, Diane in Denmark does do the sheets dusting her bedroom thing. And I think I've heard Fly Lady maybe talking about washing the shower down with your face cloth and stuff. Which brings me to my hack, which is clean the shower while you are showering. So this one I learned absolutely the hard way. In my last house, I had this huge glass shower. Do you remember in my master bedroom?
Oh yeah, that thing was a beast.
Yeah, it was beautiful when we purchased it and very quickly was not beautiful because it got soap scummy and nasty, and cleaning it took almost an hour. It was painful. I mean, it just... I couldn't get the soaps come off. I couldn't get the hard water off. It was just so much glass. And then I learned you can just clean it while you're in there in the shower. And what I was using was a little soap scrubby kind of dish wand sponge where the soap is filled in the sponge. And then you can just kind of like when you're in there waiting for your conditioner to set, give it a little scrub. It worked amazingly. I only regret not finding that one sooner because I scrubbed that shower down like at least 3 times over the course of a year, which is so gross, but that's all I could face doing. So once I figured that out, like I had sworn off glass showers forever. Once I figured that out, I was like, okay, we can have a glass shower again.
Well, yeah, and you shower, you know, maybe not every day, let's be honest here, but regularly enough that if you give it a little wipe down every time, it's never going to build up and it'll always be nice and shiny. So
yeah, and I didn't have to do it every time. I probably did it like once a week, if that, but it was also kind of fun because you're just kind of sitting there and you're like, do, you know, it's just, I don't know, it wasn't difficult at all. So it's just time that you got to sit in the hot shower and also clean. It was great. I loved it.
And if you're cleaning the shower fully clothed, you're going to basically end up getting a shower anyway. So you might as well just get in there naked and clean away. So
yeah. Oh, that was so painful. I mean, if you have the chance to hop over to my YouTube and check out some of the bathroom cleaning videos from way back when, just ignore me. I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay. Next room, kitchen. Everyone has tons of hacks for the kitchen. What is your best kitchen hack?
So my kitchen hack kind of goes along the lines of meal prep, and any working moms out there or just really busy people will like this one. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. And I tell all of my friends, my hack is to make dinner the night before.
Yes. I love this.
Yeah. So for me, I don't get home from work and after picking my kids up until about 5:30, and my kids are starving. I mean, I want to give them a nice, healthy meal, but I just don't have the time after work to make them a hot dinner. And although, yes, sometimes I skip and we have sandwiches and stuff like that, I love the night before to take my time, maybe have a glass of wine once my kids are in bed, and then actually enjoy the process of cooking dinner for the next day.
Okay, so you're doing it after they go to bed when you kind of have that free time. That's so enjoyable.
It is nice. It's kind of some me time and I can kind of take my time versus like, you know, making a nice meal when you get home from work when your kids are starving and you're tired and I'm still in my like medical scrubs. It's just, you know, it's just not the best, not ideal.
No. Oh, and like there's nothing worse than trying to cook for extremely hungry little children. They are in there, they're trying to eat, they're trying to get a snack. It's just, it makes it so hard.
Yeah, I agree.
So I love that.
This way I can make something healthy and I prep or complete the dinner the night before. Yeah. And that way it's all set to throw in the microwave or the oven or something like that. And it's all set to go. So that is my hack for the kitchen. What about you?
Great hack. I mean, you know what I love about that too, is I think just preparing anything for your meals ahead of time is just going to save you so much time. So that's really taking it to the next level. I love it. Mm-hmm. My kitchen hack is having to do with dishes and not having to do too many. So I say minimize your stuff to minimize your cleaning time. So I know there are a lot of people out there listening who probably have 40 plus mugs. What's an easier gift to give than a mug, right?
I think our mom comes to mind.
Well, yeah, I am thinking of our mom. We have, she has so many mugs, but like just in general, I feel like I've been gifted so many mugs, or you join some club and they give you a mug at the end of the year. It's just like, out of control. So I say really take the time to minimize your stuff in your kitchen, to minimize cleaning time. Do you ever feel like the more dishes you have, the more you'll like let them pile up and get dirty before you wash them?
Oh yeah.
I get this hack from our dad because if you remember when we were kids, we literally had the amount of forks, spoons, knives, plates, cups, mugs, for the number of people in our house.
Yeah, no joke. That didn't count company because, you know, people who knew us well enough would bring their own dishes and cutlery when they would come over for dinner because they knew if they didn't, they'd be eating off like a cardboard, you know, piece of cardboard box or something.
Or like a Tupperware lid, or we had to rotate. There was always a lot of taking turns when we had company. I mean, single dad, right? Single dad life. But what I did take that inspiration was not to clutter up your kitchen with lots of stuff. So I do have a really minimal amount of dishes. We have run into it a couple times at birthday parties where we just don't have enough forks and I'm frantically doing fork dishes between the meal and the dessert. But you know what? At least I don't have an overload of dishes. We have pretty much the exact amount of dishes for our family that we need for the day and they fit in the dishwasher. And if I don't do the dishes that night, we don't have dishes the next day. But that's what works best for me. Minimize the stuff in your kitchen to minimize cleaning time. More dishes equals more dishes to do.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I think that's an awesome hack. I definitely could declutter my mugs. We kind of went on this thing for a while. We were collecting a mug on every trip, which, you know, just not the most time or the most space-saving collection. So we're going to have to ditch that one, I think, pretty quick.
Well, and like, I'm not sure if I'm really on board anymore with the needing different drinking vessels for different drinks. Like, what is with white wine glasses, red wine glasses, and then you need a coffee mug, but then there's teacups, water glasses, like, can we not just use the same vessel for everything?
Well, I think that's what those like mason jar people are doing. I don't want to group them into a type of person, but I have noticed there is a definite, you know, move towards the mason jar works for everything kind of thing going on. So maybe sure, that'll be you in the future.
That will be me. And they'll be like true, like not even mason jars. Actually, this is also from our childhood. Not even mason jars, like old pickle jars, which I do remember bringing on a hike to drink our water out of. I don't know if you do, or like old milk jugs.
And it would still have the faint taste of pickles or like, yeah, like gross milk.
Yes. Okay. Moving on from our ridiculous childhood. I don't know if that's a hack for anyone else, but I really like it. Let's do laundry room. I'm going to start with mine because I kind of stole it from you. So I want to use it before you do.
I know. I kind of feel like I should have like bought the rights to this because you keep using it. I should, you know, you give me the credit most times, I will say.
Okay. So my sister totally came up with this hack, but it is my all-time best laundry hack. Why, oh why, are you folding laundry that really doesn't need to be folded? This is a hack I learned from you when I was like struggling to keep my kids' clothes folded in their drawers. They would rummage around in there, throw everything out, make a big mess, and I'd be back folding. I felt like I worked at American Eagle or something, and I'm following a group of teenagers behind folding their clothes, right? Like, that job is my nightmare. But anyways, you pointed out that like things like leggings and certain sweaters, underwear, socks, pajamas, they just don't need to be folded. There's not a chance that your skin tight leggings are ever going to show wrinkles. Your pajamas, I mean, who cares? And you said just like stretch them out, lay them out in a line in the drawers, especially with kids' stuff, and stop folding your laundry. And so I did, and it has made a world of difference. So after I finish my load of laundry for the day, I just sort it. And then I go put it in their drawers. I do like stretch it out as I put it into their own piles and then move it into their room, but I don't fold it. And I just don't think I can ever go back to that. If they ever want their laundry folded, that will be the day they're doing their own laundry.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to note with the no fold laundry system, as we shall call it, that you can't have too much stuff in the drawers because that's when things will get wrinkly. If you kind of keep it light and airy in your drawers, it doesn't actually get too wrinkly. And that, especially for the kids' stuff, like, you know, once it starts getting packed in there, that's when I will head to my trusty cardboard box in my room and start filling it up. So
perfect. Yeah, exactly. No, it has to be kind of kept half or less. But honestly, if you had more than half full, you wouldn't be able to see the stuff at the bottom anyways, and they'd grow out of it before you found it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's an awesome one. I definitely do that all the time. And yeah, it's just not necessary when you know the kids are going to go in there 10 minutes after you put it in there and throw it all around anyways. So really good one for people who are having a hard time putting away their laundry, which in my opinion is the worst part of the laundry kind of
process. Yes, it's definitely the part I struggle with the most. Okay, what's your laundry hack?
So my laundry hack, which is another thing that you mentioned on your channel as well, that I actually do all the time, and I pride myself on how well I keep up with my laundry, is I do one load of laundry a day. Every day, yes. It does not matter how big or how small that load is. I put in a load every day before I go to work. And if I don't have enough for a full load, if it's so small, that's when I start grabbing hand towels and bath mats and, things like that to throw in there to make a full load. And that way I keep up with my, my linen laundry and my clothes laundry. When I get home right away, I'll throw it in the dryer or hang it up. And then by the time my kids are in bed and I'm sitting watching a show, I can sort it out and put it away.
I love the one load a day idea. I'm not as good at it as you are. I do try to use the quick little, here's a little side hack. I don't start a new load until I finish the load that's in the dryer. So if I go a couple days and there's a load sitting in their dryer, I refuse to let myself start a new load. So it's just like, instead of letting that pile up, because we said, putting it away is the hardest part, getting one load a day is amazing. And you are really good at it. And I also like how you kind of sit in your bathroom when your kids are having a bath at night and fold stuff and then kind of put it away. And it kind of kills two birds with one stone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I never have those days where it's like eight loads, one after the other. It never really builds up for me. But I should say, kind of in an asterisk here, if you're wondering, like, how do you do the whites and the colors and the towels all separately? Well, I just don't. They all go together. That's just how it is.
I don't really either. Like, if I have something really special, I'll try not to put it in a load with towels. And I do try to keep towels separate. But if a towel sneaks in, I don't really care. I kind of have this, like, motto that if it can't be in the washing machine and the dryer, it doesn't get to live at my house, because I just don't have time for hand washing and hang drying. Like, I bought this sweater and the girl was like, you gotta do this with it and hang wash it and lay it out to dry, and I just said, forget this sweater. Like, I don't care how great it is, I'm not doing that.
Absolutely, I am with you there.
Nobody's got time for that. Okay, last room, entryways. So what is your entryway hack?
So my entryway hack, which I got from my dad, a lot of these things are hacks from our dad, I'm finding out now that we're kind of doing this, because he, worked smarter, not harder. And I think we kind of grew up with these hacks a little bit.
He was a very practical person though, right? Like, we didn't have a very fancy looking house. I mean, at all. We did eat off cardboard sometimes, but it was like, he was all about practicality and efficiency and anyways.
Absolutely. Okay. So for this hack, putting up hooks for kids and for adults for quicker hanging of coats. So when you enter, I don't know if you're like my sister and I, for everybody listening, neither of us are very good at hanging up our jackets. We tend to literally throw them off our backs when we walk in the door and continue on our way. Yeah. I don't know where this came from. Clearly, we didn't have it instilled in us to hang up a jacket in a closet because it's just too hard. So every house we've lived in, we put up hooks, and that way, one less step than taking the hanger off and doing it, and you can just hook it up. And when I had kids, I had lower hooks put in, and that way it's easy for them to also hang up their stuff. So it keeps my entryway slightly less cluttered. I mean, my shoes are still right in front of the door so that people can trip on them when they walk in. I mean, I still haven't quite figured that one out, but at least my jackets are generally hung up.
Yeah, I mean, the hooks, I don't have time for a coat closet. In fact, when we do our renovation, I'm actually taking the coat closet out because I said to my husband, what are we even doing with this? It's just a storage closet. It doesn't need to be here in the entryway. I'm never going to hang my jacket up. Like, forget this thing. Get rid of it. I love the hooks. Do you remember, too, when our dad used to, if we didn't hang our jacket up, he would throw our shoes and jackets to the bottom of the stairs.
Into the basement, like where our wood fireplace was.
But instead of learning, I just felt like every time you went to put your jacket and coat on, you just have to go down to the basement and get it. That's just like where it was all the time. I never learned.
No. Or if we left dirty dishes, they would sometimes end up in our beds when we
Oh, that never happened to me. That's gross.
That happened to me.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
Oh, okay. I feel like we could do a whole episode just about the funny, different, I don't know. Our dad's like a legend in our hometown. Okay. Entryways. My hack is very similar to the kitchen hack. Just have minimal stuff. Now, we live in Canada, and where I live specifically, last year we had 100 degree Celsius temperature difference between summer and winter. Last summer it was plus 43. Last winter it was minus 56. 100 degrees. So we need a lot of different outerwear. I need lots of jackets and rain jackets and jackets for minus 50 and jackets for minus 20 and jackets for when it's minus 5 and jackets for plus 10. Like, I have a lot of jackets. I have no shame about that. But if we tried to keep all of that out on the hooks, it would just be complete overwhelm. And it does get that way sometimes. So I try to really focus on keeping only one set out of seasonal stuff, and everything else stays in another area or gets put away. So that is what we use the hanging closet for, is kind of like off-season stuff.
Yeah, things you only have to hang up once a year that you can do.
Yeah, well, it's like, okay, it's going to be minus 50 for the next month. Pull out my minus 50 jacket and put my minus 30 jacket away, right? I'm not joking. I wish I was. But just keeping out one set of stuff. Nobody needs to have a selection of 5 jackets every morning to choose from. And this is a really good time to pare down and really minimize your stuff to things you truly love, because I do have a jacket that works for multiple temperatures and I wear in the wintertime probably 75% of the time. It's actually your down jacket from high school. I still wear. It's the perfect jacket. It's like warm. And I notice now it's still for sale on the website under the retro section. So I'm like, awesome. I'm still cool.
It's back. So, it's gone full circle.
Yeah. I mean, I saw someone at a store and he was like, hey, same jacket. And I was like, yeah, is yours 30 years old as well? He's like, no, it's not. I just bought it. I'm like, okay, well, anyways. So yeah, just keeping out one set of stuff. I keep one set of mittens, one toque, even though my kids have so many cute toques. It's another thing we collect a lot of in Canada, mugs and toques. I just try to keep one out, one set of mitts. And then if a mitt goes missing, I throw the other one away and bring in a new set of mitts.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And I tend to go to the dollar store at the beginning of winter or multiple times. And I just get my gloves there for my kids because it is too hard for me to care enough about a mitten when it gets lost because it's way too common.
Yeah. Yeah. Lost mittens are kind of an epidemic here.
Yeah.
Okay. I loved doing this. I loved sharing our hacks and also the origin stories of them, because that's almost more interesting. I definitely think we should do another one of these episodes in a little while. Maybe we'll have a different set of categories.
Yeah, I agree. This was super fun.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you everyone so much for listening. Really appreciated having you on this journey, and everyone that's ever given us a hack. Thank you so much. It means more than you will ever know. Don't forget to subscribe and like the podcast. And we have one more section to go.
Yeah, the funny story of our favorite part. So this week it is Steph's turn. So I'm looking forward to what you have for me this week, Steph.
So it's my turn for the funny story. And actually, since we've been doing this, I started racking my brain. I have a little catalog of funny stories now. This one is one that involves both of us, but this is like a classic Stephanie Jane story. Something I do all the time and like is hilarious, ridiculous, and yet no one was surprised. So do you remember a few years ago when we went to Alaska and the Yukon on that big road trip?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we went on this road trip. It was Jill, her husband, me, my husband, our brand new baby. Well, she was 6 months old, and our dad. Oh, good thing. This is a good episode because we just talked about our dad. One thing we really wanted to do on the trip was go salmon fishing in Alaska. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
We wanted to go salmon fishing in Alaska. And I was like, yeah, don't worry. I'll take care of it. I'll book the trip.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So in Alaska, at the southern tip, there's two towns. One is Haines and one is Skagway, and they're both kind of like harbor towns, little tourist towns. Cruise ships stop at both of them, I think, and you can take a ferry, like a big ferry that you can drive on from one town to the other. And it's kind of interesting because you come down from the north in Alaska, and the fastest way from Haines to Skagway is to take this ferry, and I think to go around is quite circuitous. So I was like, I'll book the salmon fishing trip. This is gonna be great. Like, I've always wanted to do this. It's on my bucket list. Everyone's like super excited. It was pretty expensive, right? Like, you're chartering a boat to go out for the whole day.
Yeah, it was one of our main events for the whole trip, really, that we've been looking forward to.
Yeah, and we planned the trip around this. We planned the trip around the salmon fishing trip, and it was gonna be out of Haines. So I like booked this salmon fishing thing. I'm emailing with the captain of the boat, and I'm like, yeah, we'll be there. And she tells me what dock and what pier to be at. So the day of the salmon fishing comes, we're in Haines, and we go down to the dock and we have a light breakfast, and everyone's excited but a little bit nervous. We've got the baby, we're going on a boat, and we get down there and we show up at the dock and at the little boat slip number, and it's this tiny little like speedboat.
And we were all trying to like hide our disappointment because we're like, okay, this is not what, like, we expected.
Yeah, surely this isn't the boat. Like, oh, and I'm like, no, this is it. And I double check my email. I'm like, oh yeah, this is it. Oh. And then the captain of the boat phones me. Well, we waited about half an hour. We're like, just wait. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is it. Oh, it's fine. It'll be great. It's tiny. The captain of the boat phones me. Where are you? And I'm like, what do you mean? We're just here at your boat. You're not here. You're not at my boat. She says, I'm like, yeah, I am. This number. And she goes, yeah, I'm sitting on my boat. You're not here. And I'm like, Well, I don't understand. She's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm at the door, at the dock. She's like, well, specifically where? And she's like, I'm like, I'm standing in front of this and this restaurant. And she goes, you're not even in the same town as me right now. And she was in Skagway. And I booked the ferry for the, I booked the fishing charter for the completely wrong town.
Oh, gosh.
Wasted all our money. Like, it was awful. I felt terrible. I felt so stupid. Everyone's laughing at me. I'm like, how did I miss the complete town? I was like, yeah, salmon fishing, Alaska. Perfect. I'll just pick any town.
Yeah.
Oh, it was very
disappointing, but slightly like relieving that we weren't having to go fishing on this like tiny little dinky boat that we were looking at being like, okay, this is what you've booked for like $1,000. Great.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous. Now, every time we go on a trip, like, Jill's husband's always like, oh, should we go fishing? Maybe you could take care of the booking, Stephanie. And I'm like, be quiet.
Yeah, it was good, especially just because we booked it so far in advance, and it was like something, yeah, we literally booked our entire trip around, and then it wasn't like we could just whip across to their town. Like, we booked this ferry, like, months in advance, so it was like, that was it. Like, there was no fishing done that trip.
Well, no, and they let us rebook for the next day, remember? So when we got to Skagway the next day, because we did go that night, we showed up at the dock, and the weather was just horrendous, and we couldn't go out.
Oh.
They were really nice to let us rebook. And then I think she refunded half the money. So it was like, you know, a $500 mistake or something. I mean, it's funny now because it was 6 or 7 years ago, but it's not funny.
Oh, gosh. That's hilarious.
It's just a classic. I just feel like that's classic me.
Ugh. Yeah, especially because like your personality is so like, you know, taking control and doing it right. And no one else can do this fishing trip. You would be doing it the best. So
yeah. And yet this always happens. I mean, today I got my daughter all set up for her online school and remembered it's not until tomorrow.
Oh.
And I was getting all upset and emailing the teacher being like, where is the class? What's going on?
So funny.
Like, I had to email back. I'm sorry. Oh. I had no idea what day it was.
Hey, that's stay-at-home mom life for you.
mom brain.
All right, Steph. I think we should close it off there. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for episode 6. That was a lot of fun. We can't wait to share more with you in the coming weeks. And anything else, Steph?
Nope, that's it from me. Thanks so much. This was a really fun episode. I will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.